Big highlight for the week this week, Senator, the annual budget address from the governor. Tell us about the state of the state.
Yes, the governor delivered the State of the State address, and this is the opportunity that the legislature has to get a preview for some of the governor's legislative priorities, as well as some of his priorities for the budget. You know, one of the things that I was very encouraged to hear the governor talk about was public safety. He specifically mentioned we need to make sure that we're standing with the men and women in law enforcement, and specifically said we need to make sure that we're defending our police officers, not defunding them. I have a piece of legislation this year that I filed that was one of the first bills that we heard in the Judiciary Committee. Actually, the first bill we heard in the Judiciary Committee, and it would prevent future attempts by the Kansas City City Council to defund the KCPD, which is something that they attempted to do back in May of last year when they stripped over $42 million worth of funding from the KCPD's budget. And so I was happy to hear the governor stand with the men and women of law enforcement during the speech. I thought that was very important. The other things that we heard from the governor related to, you know, how we're going to spend a lot of this new federal money that is coming in from the federal government. This is one-time money. And the governor talked about, you know, investing in long-term infrastructure projects, whether those were new buildings and projects for college campuses and our community colleges, whether that was investing in other types of infrastructure like roads and bridges or rural broadband expansion. He talked about putting several hundreds of millions of dollars into expanding high-speed internet access to our rural underserved areas that do not have access to high-speed internet. Those are all things that I think we need to be doing. We need to make sure that we are spending this money wisely and investing in long-term projects that are going to benefit all of our constituents for a long time to come.
That's a big part of it, too, is the fact that a lot of what the governor talked about was one-time spending.
Yeah, that's right. I think the concern that I would have as a member of the Appropriations Committee, and I think a concern that the governor would share and that most of the members of the Senate would share, is that if you take this one-time money that we know we're never getting again in the future and you spend it on obligations that are ongoing, that is going to mean that there are going to be future budget cuts. And that's something that we want to avoid. We want to make sure that if we're receiving these one-time dollars, that we're investing them wisely on long-term projects that is a single expenditure of money, but will have lasting impact for generations to come. And I think there's probably no better area to do that in than in infrastructure.
Another item for you, I know this week, your Judiciary Committee hearing one of your bills on Max's Law.
Yeah, so we had a tragic incident in St. Joseph last year where a canine officer named Max was responding to a domestic disturbance and ran into a home and was shot and killed by the person who was actually committing the crime. Right now, under current law, the penalty for shooting a law enforcement canine is a mere misdemeanor. It is something that is basically treated as ordinary property damage. You know, we heard testimony from one of our officers in the St. Joseph Police Department who came down yesterday to testify on the bill about the important role that these dogs play in the department. I mean, they are officers just like a human police officer. They clock in and they clock out. They oftentimes live with their officer handler. And so these dogs become like family. They're members of the police department and the law should be protecting them. And what Max's Law does very simply, it's named in honor of Max, the canine officer who lost his life last year, would increase the penalty for killing a law enforcement officer in the line of duty from a misdemeanor to a felony. So a person who did that would be eligible to spend time in prison. And I think it's long overdue. This has been something that's been attempted in the legislature for several years. I'm hopeful that we will finally get it across the finish line this year to make sure we're protecting those animals.
It's just not an off-the-street dog, as it were. There's a lot of training that goes into canine training.
That's right. These are highly trained animals. They're significant assets to the department. And I think one of the great things about the hearing, actually, is that not only was Officer Powell, who's one of the police officers from the department who came down to testify, not only was he at the hearing, but he brought his canine officer, whose name was Taser, which I thought was a great name for a police dog. And Taser was down there and actually had a little bit of a hit during the committee hearing. He decided whenever his handler was giving his testimony that he would jump up on his lap and say hi to all the committee members. So that was kind of a fun part of the hearing. But it was great having Officer Powell down here as a constituent and as a member of the police department to testify in support of that legislation.